There is so much to get into with this story of the prodigal son. Is he telling a parable, or is Jesus telling about real life? Luke blurs the lines. He doesn't say, "I'm telling you a parable," but he just speaks truth to the people, whether or not it's a literal event or whether it represents a deeper truth. So Jesus takes a father and two sons and uses them as an example. Of whom? Cain and Abel? More like Esau and Jacob? Or is it Israel and the Gentiles? You can apply it to all those things. But some have even gone so far as to say that the prodigal is Jesus, because the older son comes back, argues with his father about how the younger son has squandered his property with prostitutes. And the father says, "Come on, he was dead and now he is alive. He was lost and now is found." Jesus did keep company with some unsavory people, but they were people who knew that God is a God of grace, and he will forgive the penitent, the prodigal, the wasteful, those who have squandered their life. And he will do it for you also. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.